Hello, everyone. My name is Matt from your favorite podcast, The Cleocast. So we slightly messed up. We recorded an episode immediately after our Royals episode. Please go check that out. And we put a lot of work into that. And we then got really busy with a lot of different things. RC rebuilt his computer. Some other life events happened for us. And we weren't able to record another episode or put this episode out. So we are just going to release this episode. Frankly, I have no clue what it's about, but this is going to be the lost episode of the Cleocast. We're going to give it to you. This is recorded on the 21st of February. Please enjoy it. And if you like anything else, with the Cleocast, make sure to like and subscribe and follow us on Twitter. And if you have any questions or comments, you can always email us at cleohistorypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you and enjoy the lost episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Cleocast. My name is Matt.
And I am, in fact, RC.
So, what's up?
Not much. We're recording a podcast right now.
We are recording a podcast. So, we record this on the drive to the studio. I have to go through a area that is usually two lanes. It goes down to one.
Yes.
And I watched a Kansas City bus drive, because it's leading to the zipper, where the arrow, there's a blinking like yellow arrow light and a bunch of cones basically make everyone zipper.
Yes.
The bus was driving in between the two lanes for like the like half mile buildup there is, blocking traffic. I don't know if he was doing it out of a vendetta of people like trying to do the zipper merge or whatever, but he was blocking zipper merging all the way until the end. And I don't know, like, you're supposed to zipper merge, but this bus was holding guard.
You got to imagine if you're one of those bus drivers, people just don't respect you, as in they probably cut you off and stuff, because, you know, you're probably not allowed to go super fast.
Yeah.
So you got to imagine people probably just go 45 miles an hour and cut you off and get in front of you because they don't want to be stuck behind you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can see where it's like, I'm just going to go in both lanes so people aren't passing me unsafely.
Yeah.
Because I am twice the length of a car, a regular car, and I carry three times as many people.
And you're way heavier, so if someone decided to just whip in front of you last second in a zipper merge and you don't have enough space to stop, it's going to be your fault. You rear-ended some Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I'm honestly, you know, more power to those bus drivers.
Yeah.
They can do no wrong. Man. Literally, it is physically impossible. They can't do anything wrong ever.
Except for the multiple times they've blown by me at bus stops.
But that's true. That, you know, critical support to the guys who are like stopping the lifted Ford F-650 from cutting them off. Critical, I don't like them, to the buses that just skip our stops. They're annoying.
Anyway, so we have a plan. I was reminded about the Corn Palace existing, and
the Corn Palace that we did an entire episode off.
Yes, which I think is funny, but also that reminded me of the debate between the Midwest versus the Great Plains as two different regions. And would you consider Kansas and Missouri to be Great Plains states or Midwest states? Or would you consider Missouri to be a Southern state? This is the issue of living at the edge of the Midwest, is people not considering you fully a part of the Midwest, like a Chicago.
Well, it's the problem is all those like delineations are always like all or nothing. Like, it's like Kansas must either be one or the other. It can't be like, okay, the western half of Kansas is more like Great Plains and the eastern half is more Midwest.
Yes.
You know, like, it can't be that. Or like, hey, the Ozarks region in Missouri is very much like Southern, but, you know, the St. Louis is not exactly a, you know.
Yeah, a southern city.
Yeah.
So,
or Kansas City, for that matter.
So, we have a business article from, a Business Insider article from 4 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Written
this
by,
just popped up. We totally didn't just, like, look it up.
Yeah,
we content for this episode.
Yeah, by Sarah Schmulchenbosch.
Yeah, great job, Matt. Schmalbrook?
Schmalbrook.
Schmalbrook.
Sorry, Sarah. And this article is called 25 Things Every...
She looks like a lovely individual. You should be sorry.
She is German. That makes sense by the name. 25 Things Every Midwestern Knows to Be True. So we are going to go through this and offer our opinions. The picture is of the Iowa football team from 4 years ago.
The Iowa Hawkeyes. There's two Iowa football teams. Yeah. It's the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones, and they hate each other.
Yes, and one's Big Ten, one's Big 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they both suck.
Wait, didn't Brock Purdy come from one of those?
I think he came from Iowa State, yeah.
Mm. Hell yeah. So
no, he might have been a Hawkeye, actually. I don't know. I think he was on a red team, so like probably was the Cyclones. It's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to look it up.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't really care about him at all.
So there are many food sayings, weather patterns, hobbies that are only found in the Midwest, and they've gathered some of the things only Midwesterners can appreciate. Examples include tornado warning.
Only Midwesterners. If any of you aren't Midwesterners, you are not allowed to appreciate these things.
Unless you immigrate to the Midwest, then you're an honorary Midwesterner.
Yeah.
I mean,
that goes without saying.
I hope I've been awarded honorary Midwesterner.
I mean, you've lived here your entire life, yes. So pretty much.
I'm going to skip that third bullet point because that it has a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, it's literally just the article.
Yeah. The Midwest is a unique place. It's home to great vacation spots. You'll even learn towns in the region that look like they're straight out of Europe. You'll also find plenty of delicious food and come across some words and phrases you won't hear elsewhere.
We are well aware that this is just a clickbait article, by the way. Yes. Like we know what we're doing and we know what this article is.
Yeah.
So
sometimes it's hard to think of a topic every single week.
Look, sometimes you don't want every topic to be heavy. You don't want every topic to be well-researched. Sometimes you just want to read an article with your buddy. You know?
Guys, we're coming off a two-hour episode last week. Please.
No, we put a lot of work into it. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number one. Do you want to tackle this one?
Yeah, it's pop, not soda.
Wrong.
It's soda. Idiot. It's soda. It's not pop. It's only pop if you're from Missouri, which makes you automatically incorrect.
I think I've heard more Kansans say pop than Missourians.
Shut up. Yeah, no, that was a big thing when I was in Wichita.
Yeah, people saying pop. It's also like an upper Midwest thing as well.
I think it's a St. Louis thing to say soda, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know. It doesn't matter. Either way, soda is correct. Pop is incorrect.
I will say pop or soda is way more acceptable than just referring to every single soda as Coke, which some Southerners do.
Yeah.
And if you say you want a Coke, but you really want a Sprite, I don't know what the hell you mean. Please use actual words.
Just seek help. Two, there's more to Midwest states than cornfields. Yes.
Yeah, wheat fields.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying there's more to New York than just the Adirondacks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no shit.
People live here. And I've been seeing, so I saw someone post about that, like, little, like, high-speed rail map, because this is this podcast, we get back to
like
trains.
The map?
No, not the map, a different map.
Okay.
And it had a high-speed rail line going from St. Louis to Chicago, and it was a person be like, in all honesty, this is the most useless thing on planet Earth. That is a dead city. And it's just like, my brother in Christ, like, 2 million people live there.
Yeah, it's a metro area of like more than 3 million people.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, sure, you might live in like a major American city, but like if you look at cities by population in the United States, it starts off massive and then there's a very steep drop off.
That's the problem, is that the New York and LA brained people, where it's just like, if your city doesn't have 10 million people, are you really a city? And it's like, so you're saying that like the entire rest of the United States of America is not like real in your mind,
like, even though there's a bunch of a million plus metro areas throughout the Midwest.
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's just like a scale issue. Yeah. We take our Big Ten teams seriously.
This is a Big Number 12 three. Podcast. We're a Big 12 podcast.
Incorrect. And also American, except for we don't have football, so it doesn't count. Wichita State, RIP.
So does Notre Dame usually play with the Big Ten, but they're not affiliated with anything, so they usually like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a football allegiance. Like Duke. Duke is like not really anything, but they're in the Big Ten. No, they're not Big Ten. What the hell are they? Are they Northeast Regional or something?
Are they in the ACC?
I think so. Atlantic? For whatever reason, my brain was just telling me that Duke was in the Big 12, but as soon as I started saying it, it's like, wait a second. No, they're not.
Well, because... I know Notre Dame, which is a very, very, that's in Indiana, that's a very Midwest university. They aren't affiliated with any league. They just negotiate all of their games, which I feel like would be really stressful. Yeah, they're ACC.
Yeah,
and hold on, we need to let the cat out.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. We locked Joe in. We started recording. Joe got mad at us. She wants out. Bye, Joe.
This is happening every single time with this cat. She wants to chill in the studio until we start recording. Then
that's because we're talking and being loud, and also the room gets to be like 150 degrees because we also have a snake in here. And the snake heater's going. And also, you have Helldivers 2 open on your laptop because we're trying to get into the lobby, and yeah. Your laptop sounds like a freaking jet engine right now.
Yeah. Okay. If you can hear that, I'm sorry.
All right, number four, a steak burger from Steak and Shake can change your life.
I like Steak and Shake, and there isn't a lot of them in the Kansas City metro area, but there are a good amount of them in St. Louis.
I just like, okay, so we haven't been reading the article itself. We've just been reading the bullet points, and just about every single bullet point has just been like, well, even though this isn't like exclusive to the Midwest, like the Big Ten, it's like, even though not every school is in the Midwest, and it's like, I thought this was things that only Midwesterners could appreciate, Sarah. Yeah. How come you're doing Steak and Shake, which is just like a national chain and not a Midwest chain? Like, just doing like Culver's. Do that.
That would make more sense.
Culver's or like, what's another one? Like Quick Trip.
Freddy's
is a good one, yeah.
Yeah. But that's
White
more,
Castle.
What White Castle? That
Chicago
might
Chicago brand.
So Freddy's might be too Western for some of the Midwest elitists who believe that it's only like states that touch a Great Lake.
Yeah. Well, but those people are just like wrong.
Yeah, where's Steak and Shake even headquartered at?
I bet it's not anywhere in the Midwest. I bet it's Indianapolis. Okay.
Okay.
Steak and Shake, you get a small pass, except for you're from Indianapolis, so you get less of a pass. Number five, lake towns are perfectly acceptable vacation spots.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Table Rock this past summer, and that was a very fun time. Branson is the Midwest Las Vegas without gambling and more kitschy and religious.
This article somehow manages to mention lake towns as vacation spots without actually mentioning the Great Lakes at all.
Hey, and this person considers Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri as Midwest.
Yeah.
Lake of the Ozarks is... I haven't been, but I've heard the stories, and it's a lawless place.
I guess Nebraska's great Midwest, too, now, because they also mentioned Lake McConaughey in Nebraska.
I have never heard of Lake McConaughey.
I also don't think Nebraska is really that Midwest. Also, I bet this is like, is this Western Nebraska? Yeah, this is like really far Western Nebraska, basically Colorado. I don't think this is the most Midwest thing.
Yeah.
Well, number six, lake effect snow means you're in for a real dumping.
Well, not anymore because climate change is going to change that, but... Yeah. So, apparently, when cold, dry air passes over a warm lake surface, allowing to pick up both moisture and heat, this kind of snow is common in places that are downwind from the Great Lakes, like Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana. We have made it this far and finally read one of the bottom parts.
Does Minnesota get lake effect snow? And like, doesn't snow patterns go like west to east, not east to west?
I mean, I don't know. Minnesota's like legendary for being like cold and snowy.
Yeah, they get like, they're like cold. I'm just thinking like Buffalo, I know, is the major lake effect place, and that's, you know, to the east of the Great Lakes. Minnesota, it's like, I mean,
Duluth?
I guess maybe, yeah, Duluth, because I just don't think Minneapolis is like really that big for it, is it? I don't know. Number seven, tennis shoes aren't just for playing tennis.
Okay. So this is a gripe from my New Yorker parents. When they first moved here and I was a child in school, they would constantly get memos from the school being like, we're doing gym this day of the week. Make sure your children bring suitable tennis shoes you can tie up. And they'd constantly go on rants being like, what the fuck is a tennis shoe? Are they playing tennis?
That is just the thing where it's just like, I never even thought about that because it's just what you call it.
Yeah.
But I guess everyone else says sneakers or something.
Yes.
We almost need like a freaking regional map saying like, here's all the places that say sneakers. Here's all the places that say gym shoes. And here's all the places that say tennis shoes.
Okay. Gym shoes is even worse than tennis shoes.
I think that's like a Chicago thing.
Gym shoes?
I think so.
If you're from Chicago, let us know.
Speaking of Chicago, number eight, your life isn't complete until you've tried Portillo's.
I have not. I have had a imitation version of it from a random like hot dog like store in the Midwest, in the Midway Airport in Chicago, waiting on a layover.
Did you get a hot dog?
I did get a hot dog.
You got to get the Italian beef sandwiches. That's the best part. Not the hot dogs. Chicago-style hot dogs, mid.
Yeah.
Pickles do not belong on hot dogs. Only ketchup belongs on hot dogs. I will not take questions.
The Chicago people are going to be so mad.
Portillo's, though, Italian beef sandwich. There you go. Fucking delicious.
Okay, but spicy deli mustard is way better on hot dogs.
You know, I'll let you believe that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Only ketchup. You only get like the $4 for 30 from Sam's Club, and you boil them. There you go.
All right. Let's agree to disagree on our hot dog tastes, but I've only had, I'm going to say something as a Midwest-centric podcast that's pretty bad. The only time I've ever been to Chicago is to go to their airports.
Yeah.
I have never actually stepped foot in Chicago, walked around any of the streets, or done anything in there.
One, we can fix that really easily. Two, I've only been in New York to go to their airport.
Yeah.
So I had a 45-minute layover in, was it LaGuardia?
I think you were in LaGuardia.
Yeah, I think so. I will say she does save herself because she says Midwesterners rave about Portillo's hot dogs, Italian beef, chopped salad, chocolate cake, and milkshakes. Well, their chocolate cake does slap. That is really good.
Is this a chocolate cake milkshake where they put the chocolate in the milkshake, or is that something else?
They might serve it. I didn't get one.
Because
I just got a slice of chocolate cake.
I don't know. I just remember watching a video about some sort of like Chicago restaurant that makes like chocolate cake milkshakes. And I was just like, is this why everyone in Chicago has heart disease?
Probably. I mean, quite frankly, every single time I go to Chicago, which is twice, mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like a lot, but I always end up one of the nights craving Portillo's and just like at 10:30, just walking 45 minutes, getting it and walking back with like the, you know, warm sandwiches and chili dogs and mm-hmm. cake in my coat jacket because I always go in winter.
And then you eat it in your hotel room and then get horrific heartburn and then lay yes. in your bed.
And then I send videos.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So funny story. So the first time I went, I was it was like December, whatever. My girlfriend was just kind of hanging out of the hotel room because I wanted to go and I wanted to walk. So I went by myself and she wanted a chili dog, hence why I just mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in line at Portillo's, and I see this really funny to me, maybe it wasn't funny to anyone else, video that I cannot find, so I cannot share it with anyone. Video of this dog like projectile vomiting onto the floor. And it was just really funny. And then I get the chili dog, I get back to the place. I pull out the chili dog. I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, this reminds me of this video I saw on Twitter. I show her the video of the dog throwing
Why
up.
Would you show her that right before she ate a chili dog?
And then she's like, I'm not eating this. And it's like, fair enough.
Why'd you ruin her night?
I need to find that video again. It was just a dog standing there and then just, God, it was so funny. Number nine, if you're going downtown or to the city, you're going to Chicago. If you're from Midwest, the city is not New York City. It's Chicago. People from the suburbs going into the city will often say they're going downtown, too. I feel like this is like an Illinois regional thing.
Yeah. The city to me is New York City, but that's also because I come from a family who are all New Yorkers.
The city to me is not New York City or Chicago because I live like 8 hours away from like the closest one of those two. And why the fuck would I refer to it as the city in my daily life?
Yeah.
I just say Chicago when I mean Chicago. When I say the city, I mean the one that's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like St. Louis or KC or something. That's weird. This person is not from the Midwest, are they?
No, they're probably from like Illinois or Indiana.
Just because you draw your A's, number 10, doesn't mean you have an accent.
That is an accent.
Okay, so she immediately is like, when I moved from the Chicago suburbs to start college on the East Coast, people would stare at me with a look of bewilderment and ask, where are you from? It's the first time I ever told I had an accent. Some people call it a twang, but any Midwesterner will tell you, despite the fact they draw out their A's, they don't speak with an accent.
No, it's an accent!
I don't have an accent.
We have very standard American accents.
What do you
accents.
Mean, like, drawing out the, like, Chicago?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't do that, so I don't have an accent.
No, but that is an accent.
I will say the regional thing here is just not pronouncing any of the syllables in Kansas City. So you always just say, like, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, Kansas City or whatever. It's that kind of stuff here, but it's not really, like, a...
Yeah, and going to the back. Ope exists here as well.
That's just, like, a vocal fry or something.
Yeah. All right.
Number 11, tornado warnings are real things that happen.
Yes, yes. Wednesdays.
It is Wednesday, my dude. I've been in a tornado, kind of, but not really.
I've also been in a tornado. I can't really share this story, but it involves a person we know not being sober in the middle of a tornado warning, that where there was a tornado right by us.
Maybe the most Midwestern thing, I was going through training at Quick Trip when a tornado warning hit, and I had to go shelter in place in the bathroom at the Quick Trip regional headquarters on my birthday. Yeah, tornadoes are fun. One of them destroyed my family's cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no one was hurt, though. Everyone was already dead. Okay. Number 12, pizza crust comes in all shapes and sizes.
Okay. Another hot take to piss off Chicago heads. If I want pizza, I want pizza. I don't want, like, a spicy Italian bread bowl.
Okay, that's my other hot take, is deep dish is not... It's called pizza, but it's really just kind of like eating lasagna, right? It's just got bread instead of noodles, but you affect it. It's just like lasagna. It's just like an Italian, like, weird local lasagna instead of a pizza, because there's no part of it. It's like pizza. It's delicious, but again, it's not really like pizza.
Okay.
Also, St. Louis... style pizza. I'm gonna be the first to say it. Not a thing.
So there's Emo's, which uses fake cheese, and also they cut it in squares, because this article also mentions Detroit style pizza, which features square slices. But Detroit is apparently thicker. St. Louis pizza is thinner. It's basically like a cracker with fake cheese and some ketchup.
Yeah, that's just like a thin crust pizza. Like,
yeah.
Like Kansas City style pizza is a thing. Minsky's.
Okay.
They put the pepperoni under the cheese.
All right. You cannot.
Under the cheese.
You cannot call Minsky's Kansas City pizza while denying Emo's from St. Louis.
I just don't like St. Louis. That's yeah. my okay. end game is okay. I just don't like St. Louis.
And I've seen this on Twitter because this podcast is just rehashing Twitter beefs all the time. Kansas City cannot claim to be a pizza city. St. Louis is allowed to claim pizza, but they can't claim barbecue. That's Kansas City's thing. So Kansas City...
Oh, but the St. Louis-style ribs.
Yeah. So, you can have your pizza. You can have your pizza and St. Paul sandwiches, which I have had a St. Paul sandwich. It's not that great.
We'll just both shake hands and agree. It's not St. Louis-style bagels. You just cut them wrong. You just don't know how to cut things.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Like Kansas City style barbecue, I will say, is just unarguable.
Yes,
like we did invent that. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. Looking at me.
No, I'm fully on board with Kansas City barbecue.
Okay, number 13. It's not backyard barbecue or party without a game of cornhole. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's fun.
Until your drunk uncle throws the bag way too hard and tears his rotator cuff and eats shit, then you have to get an ambulance out, and then they take him to the hospital and he ruins the entire party.
Dude, it's not a fucking Nebraska family reunion unless you're 30 bushes lights deep and the cornhole comes out. I will say that is a great time. Number 14, puppy chow is the ideal snack for every occasion. Again, I don't think this is really a Midwest thing. I think that's just a snack food thing.
Yeah, puppy chow does exist outside the Midwest.
I mean, it's just snack food. It's like saying, like, queso, you know, you got to be in, like, Utah to enjoy it. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure other places have queso, too. It's just a snack food. Number 15, the best cheese is from Wisconsin, and the best cheese is from my local Hy-Vee.
Yeah, yeah. A Iowa-based grocery store.
Yeah. I get my Kraft singles there.
Okay, I will say, there is a lady with the cheese head for the Green Bay Packers on in the picture here.
Yes.
And that reminds me of the time the Jets beat the Packers like 2 years ago, and Sauce Gardner had the cheese head on while he was pointing out, because he's a player for the Jets. And I still have that burned into my head of him just wearing the cheese hat.
I will say, it says Wisconsin has 128 cheese plants, and... cheese comes from cows, not from plants. Thank you very much. I don't think they know what they're talking about. I bet Wisconsin cheese is good. I don't really like cheese that much. I'm a big cheesehead.
I'm fine with cheese. I don't really like not looking at where it comes from, just looking at what type of it is.
I'm lactose intolerant. I just lie to myself about it.
So. That's weird because I have seen you consume a gallon of milk.
Yes. And it always gives me horrific diarrhea. I just don't want to believe that the two are connected.
All right.
That's the key. Number 16, saying hello to your neighbor is a worthwhile use of your time. I don't talk to my neighbors. I'm antisocial.
I sometimes talk to my neighbors. Sometimes they make me regret it.
Oh, the author moved from Illinois to New York City. We're learning the lore about Sarah in this. So she's from Chicago, apparently, but she moved to New York. So she's like, people don't say hi to you in New York. They just say, please get out of the way. You're blocking the door to the subway.
Yes.
Yes. Number 17, ranch makes everything taste better. Yes.
I am. Good.
Are you not a ranch guy?
Ranch is okay.
You're a blue cheese guy?
I am blue cheese guy.
Okay, I like ranch. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't put it on everything, but it's pretty good.
And if the salad dressing, if there's like some sort of like Italian vinaigrette or something like that, I'm going to choose that over ranch.
No, I just do. It's good on pizza. No, it's not good on pizza. Sandwiches, sure, it's like a weird mayo. I like it. Salads, yeah, obviously. Raw vegetables, that's a salad. Mm-hmm. This goes on. 18, you don't know cold until you witness the true Midwest winter.
Wrong. I lived on the East Coast in the middle of what was referred to as a snowmageddon quite a few years ago, and that was simply the coldest I've ever experienced in my entire life, with like 6 foot snow drifts.
But I'll say, ding ding ding, correct. We had negative 30 degree wind chills like 3 weeks ago, and it's 70 degrees outside, everyone.
Okay, but like,
did your house in New York, did one of the walls freeze ice on the inside of it? Because I know that one of your apartments did during the winter a couple of years ago.
Yes. Okay. The wall icicle from a few years ago did happen in the Midwest, but that was because we didn't heat our apartment.
I do remember also you weren't paying for heat. Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes there'll be. Yeah. I don't know the whole, like, yeah, it's cold here. People bitch about like Michigan making Chicago extra cold and the wind and all that. But it's like, it's really not that much colder here than, like, the East Coast. Like, they get the same weather because the weather goes towards the East Coast from mm-hmm. the Midwest. And I don't know. I guess it's cold. I don't know. Number 19, shorts weather is anything above 50 degrees.
Yes. I have to wear pants to work every day, so I don't really wear shorts that often.
I mean, this is pretty much just the anywhere outside of, like, Florida and California thing, to be yeah. honest. Anywhere that doesn't have, like, incredible weather, like, all times.
Yeah.
But that also, like, seriously, I think that the harsh weather is, like, having a winter and, like, fall and not just it being summer all the time. I think that having those seasons keeps you sane because you have, like, that period of reflection and, like, you know, ego death and stuff once you step outside in negative 20 degree weather.
Okay.
Versus people in California and Florida who are just, like, batshit crazy because the weather is too nice all the time and they never have that inner retrospection of what am I doing with my life when they're waiting for like the 2 inches of ice to start thawing off their car windshield while they're already 15 minutes late for work in the morning.
Instead they're getting in massive road rage incidents.
Yes.
I will say though, I have a friend who moved to Seattle and they have the worst of it all because it's rainy and cloudy like 300 days a year. So you're just constantly in a pit of depression and despair.
Yes. Number 20, Culver's serves the best custard.
All right, you could have put that in the Steak and Shake as well.
Yeah, Steak and Shake mid, Culver's goated. Okay, so we had my, I guess they will be my California in-laws in town a couple weeks ago, and we were going to go to Joe's or somewhere. You know, it's like, hey, take another barbecue. But Aunt is pescatarian. So it's like, okay, well, I don't want you to, like, have to get the weird, like, just get some French fries or something at Joe's. Like, that's no fun for you, so we'll go somewhere else. So we went to Culver's because they have everything. You want fish? You got fish. You want a salad? You got a salad. And they were just, like, mind blown because they were thinking, like, you know, like, In-N-Out or something. Like the other regional, you know, like, Whataburger mm-hmm. or whatever. It's like the places that they're like, no, we have the best burgers. But it's like, no. Culver's may not have the best burgers, but they have everything. You know, you be in the middle of, like, Nebraska, and you can get, like, fresh shrimp or something. It's like, how the hell do you do that?
So this is a Wisconsin brand. I'm going to say that that's thanks to the Wisconsin Catholics.
Yeah, probably.
Also, Culver's gave us the Curder Burger, which is a big patty-sized cheese curd laid on top of a hamburger. like added as like cheese. So
honestly, people sleep on their chicken tenders. They are delicious. They're some of the best chicken you can get. Like compared to like Popeyes or anything, they're really good. Have you ever had it?
I have not.
Dude, they're really good.
Okay.
Get like one chicken tender next time you go there.
I will ride and die for Popeyes chicken, though.
Try Culver's, though, because it's not like the chicken sandwich or whatever. It's just when you get the chicken tender, it's like the buttery crust or whatever. Oh, my God, dude, it's so good. Real good. People sleep on it. It's good because the burgers are also pretty good. You know, you get a double butter burger with just mayo.
Yeah. Just mayo?
Yeah, just mayo. Extra mayo, too.
What's wrong with you?
It's good.
No, add other things.
No, you don't need it.
Diversify.
You don't need other things. That's the best part. Anyways, yeah, every day there's a flavor of the day. If you're not from the Midwest, which I don't think anyone listening to this probably is, there's a flavor of the day. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, they have the one in our childhood town always had like a big like light that always displayed what the flavor of the day was. And I remember... whenever my dad would pick me up from school, we had to drive by it because his favorite thing was the red raspberry, and he would immediately stop and turn in and get the red raspberry.
That was my mom for the Rocky Road.
Yeah.
She would get the calendar mailed to her and like, okay, this Friday, like the 22nd or whatever, Rocky Road day, we got to go Culver's. Okay, number 21, sledding can be fun even if it's done on a bunny hill. Once again, this is not a Midwest thing. People sled at other places. Like people, I'm pretty sure, sled in like Central Park in New York. Number 22, cinnamon rolls pair perfectly with chili.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, this is like a school thing. Yeah, I don't know how this pairing started, but...
And if you're not from the Midwest, it's common in like the like fall and winter for your school lunches to be offered with like chili and a cinnamon roll. And
dude, those were the best days. Like
they were.
Oh my god!
That and like the mini corn dog days.
Now this article says in school cafeterias in Nebraska and Iowa,
it's also
in Kansas
and in Missouri
So it's wider than that. Sarah, come on, get together. Number 23, state fairs can be a really good time. Yeah,
I have only been to one multi-state fair, and that was the Big E in New England. I have not been to a Midwest state fair.
The Wichita State Fair is really good. They got the cattle judging competition down there. It's pretty good. Good time.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Midwest State Fair is like where you go to see like the band Trapped play live.
Yeah. They got a lot of stuff. I mean, you get your crop judging. You know, Kansas State University, back-to-back-to-back-to-back crop judging competition winners. That's their Big 12 championships in that. The only championships they win, they got the goat tier crop judging team. They can judge a grain of wheat. Does wheat come in grains?
Yes, it's a
better
grass.
Than anyone else, anyone on the planet.
All right.
Number 24, your hand is a great tool to describe where you're from. I don't know.
That's a Michigan thing.
Oh.
Where you do the mitten.
The mitten.
Yeah.
Like...
Where you go like this, and then you're just like, I am from here, Detroit, or I am from here, Lansing, from here, Dearborn.
Oh, well, yeah, that's cool, I guess. Number 25, it's a hot dish, not a casserole.
It's a casserole.
It's a casserole, dude. This is like, again, this isn't a Midwest thing, and they even admit, it's like, well, depending on where you're from in the region, you probably won't call the dish that. It's like, no, it's a Minnesotan thing.
Okay. It would make this a lot easier if you just called this the like 25 things only people from the Chicago land would know.
Because this is like only Midwesterners can appreciate. It's like, I'm a Midwesterner. I don't appreciate this because it's not. It is a casserole. Ugh.
Man, yeah, one thing you do need to appreciate about Midwest is the Corn Palace, or just the most obscene roadside attractions like Carhenge or the world's largest ball of twine.
Okay, that was the last of it, but I see an article where it's, I'm from Ohio, here are six things all Midwesterners know to be true. And it's like, I think they just have like a naming scheme. And number one for that is the people are nice. Number two is the weather is unpredictable. Number three is Midwesterners find ways to have fun.
That's called getting drunk. The ways to get fun is getting drunk.
Number four is life is slower, but it isn't any smaller. Number five is there's room to move. And number six is a dollar goes further. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Cool.
All right, so this has been our Midwest episode.
Did we learn anything?
We learned that if we have no ideas, we can always go to a clickbait article.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, this has been another episode of the CleoCast.
We made it this far. We appreciate it because holy crap.
Yeah, this isn't our worst, but this is up there.
Just go listen to the Royals episode. We did a lot of work on that one.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of the CleoCast. My name is Matt.
And I am, unfortunately, RC.
You can follow us at Cleo History. You can email us at cleo3podcast@gmail.com. We're available where you get podcasts. Likes and reviews really help us. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.